Hello, Taoist Medicinal Qigong Foundation. It's great to be back here with Suzanne. This is Cal. And we have a couple of pieces of information we want to talk about during this particular newsletter. And one is the fact that we just, Suzanne just finished with Module 3. And there was a few things I wanted to mention about that class, just that, you know, I saw them not so long ago when they started Module 1. And to see him during just this third module doing treatments, the intention, the posture, the breath work, the intuitive way in which they're handling their treatments during the practical exercises. If any of you are listening, I commend you right now. And it was just fantastic to watch since I was filming all of the modules. You know, I really had the opportunity to watch you during every phase of your training, and it was absolutely all my pleasure. And I think Suzanne has a few announcements of some things that are coming up. Suzanne?
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the calendar for 2008, which is up at the medicinalqigong.org site. First of all, we've got a Qigong teacher certification program. This is for people who want to spend the next 2 years doing intensive training. I believe there are 8 4-day modules of intensive Qigong training so that you can become a Qigong exercise teacher. This is different from the program at AIMC Berkeley for treatment purposes. That starts in April, April 25th. And runs from 2008 through 2010. One seminar I'm really excited about is the Medicinal Taoism Seminar, Theory and Advanced Training for Qigong Practitioners. In this, I'm going to talk a lot about the Taoist spiritual aspects of human development from conception through birth, and then how the extraordinary vessels relate to our development as humans. Talk a little bit about Taoist psychology, and then give some more advanced exercise techniques, some mantra, some mudra, and some microcosmic orbit practice for self-cultivation. That's May 10th and 11th in San Francisco, and if there are enough people who want to add a third day just for reviewing some treatment techniques at that point, I would be open to adding a third day for that, for those of you who have completed or are in the process of completing the certification program at Berkeley. You don't have to have done that in order to take this module or this seminar, but that's just an extra offering that I'm willing to put out there. In June, so we've got this May-June busy season. In June, I'll be teaching medicinal Qigong itself, the medicinal eight brocades, which is a seated group of exercises for people who want to do some exercises before meditation, or who may be too weak or too tired or too fatigued to do standing practice. It's also a great set to teach people who may be disabled in some way or the elderly, along with the medicinal Eight Immortals Qigong set, which is also a mostly seated practice. And both are amazing in their focus on building the body up using very simple techniques. That's June 7th and 8th. And then finally, Healing Sound Prescriptions and Advanced Sixth Healing Sounds Qigong. This is a really exciting seminar just because rather than learning the six healing sounds that are taught at AIMC Berkeley and really most other places, you will learn how to create your own healing sound prescriptions based on the energetics of sounds themselves. So you will learn how to place together syllables to create prescriptions that treat or move the chi in ways that you're looking to move the chi, as well as an advanced six healing sound set that both tonifies and purges, which is unique to this set. That's June 28th and 29th. So I think that's the news for today. Cal, do you have anything else you want to tell them about what you're going to do with what you filmed over the past
I was going to touch on that. You know, everyone knows that I've been videotaping all the modules over at AIMC Berkeley for these first three modules, and we'll get the next one. And depending on what kind of requests I get, and I've already had a few, we're going to create some DVDs that have some of the treatment protocols and any other specifics from the modules that people have requested. As far as like training aids are concerned also, my goal is to have a book out focused mainly on Qigong meditation. Not a beginning all, end all, but a real guide and a useful tool that people will be able to utilize in our circles. And speaking of books, I believe Suzanne has plans for another book coming out.
I have a book coming out in spring 2009, and it'll be released by New Harbinger Publishing, and they're known for their self-help books and their books on psychology. This will be a very straightforward, technical jargon-free Qigong book, so that people who want to balance their energy but aren't interested so much in some of the deeper theory behind it, this is the book for them. And so that's going to be out almost exactly a year from now.
It sounds like it'll be a great tool for friends and family members that really don't want to delve into the roots and the language of this particular skill. One other thing about the schedule for this year that's coming up, and as soon as we can figure out some dates, a lot of people have been asking about creating a Qigong retreat and some remedial training get-togethers. And we're going to go ahead and look at the calendar and look at some locations. And as soon as we can figure that out, we'll post it at the Yahoo group site as well as the medicinalqigong.org site.
And so if anybody would like to pitch in as far as good dates for them, we want to collect dates, so talk to your friends and see what dates will work. We'll have two tracks. There'll be one track which is for people who haven't trained with us before, so for very beginning Qigong people who would like to learn some exercises, and then another advanced track for people who want to brush up on their skills or take their skills further. So if you want to take a poll and see or give your two cents about what dates work best for you as far as what time of year, I would love to hear from you. What else?
I think that's about it from my side of the house. I'll continue to try and maintain good technical support for the group and create tools that we can utilize. I believe you have something to read, Suzanne?
I do. So I wanted to... this is quite a long podcast, but I wanted to make the end worth waiting for. And so I wanted to just give people a little bit of Taoist philosophy from yet another piece I'm writing. So this will just be a little intro to Taoism. The philosophy of Taoism is based on the Tao, which is the way, a path of natural being, going with the flow, and Wu Wei, or non-action. The Tao is the creative force of the universe that also pervades its creations. One main goal of Taoist practice is to align oneself with the Tao. This harmonization echoes through oneself and benefits society as a whole. Taoist religion includes philosophy and health cultivation practices, but also encompasses a larger religious structure that includes shamanic and religious rituals, deities, and religious institutions. Taoist self-cultivation techniques are found in Chinese medicine in the form of longevity and health promotion exercises and practices. Once the body is strengthened, the spiritual aspect of Taoist practices focuses on the development of energy and mind, or spirit, to become one with and live the Tao. Livia Cohn, a well-known Taoist scholar, divides Taoism into three types of organizations, with their own styles of practices. Since the beginning, there have always been what she terms literati Taoists, who who are part of the educated class and who focus on interpreting and working with the classical texts. There have also always been communal Taoists who come from all ranks of society to form organized groups with formal rituals, prayers, and hierarchical leaders. The third group is the Yangshen, or nurturing life Taoists, who focus on self-cultivation, health, longevity, and/or spiritual immortality by aligning with the Tao through techniques and Qigong exercises passed on within smaller group lineages. Lao Tzu's followers were said to practice self-cultivation techniques. The practice of Taoism involves all three approaches: study of the classics, prayer and ritual, and self-cultivation through Qigong, meditation, and living in harmony with one's environment. Taoist history begins with Lao Tzu's Tao Te Ching around 500 to 400 BCE. The Tao Te Ching is a very short text written in non-rhyming verse. One of the oldest extant versions was found in Guodian in 1993 and is dated to around 300 BCE. The Tao Te Ching addresses societal concerns such as politics and military strategy, along with individual concerns such as when to act or not to act, and advocates living naturally and freely as you truly are, and not as who you are supposed to be. Following the Tao, or following the flow of the Tao, since we are already one with the Tao, entails being natural, not acting out of ego and desire, and non-action or non-interference. Living in step with the Tao on a personal level ripples out into society, as everything between and including heaven and earth arises from and is a part of the Tao, the very same fabric. The Tao is a symphony in which we are each an instrument, and the concept of being natural means playing the notes that are in harmony with the music of the universe. One way to become in tune with the Tao is to undo the societal conditioning, striving, and yearning for more that led to a disconnection from the purity of one's heart and mind. In other words, we discard accumulations and simplify to get back in touch with our true nature. It is like polishing a mirror until it renders a clear reflection. How do we do this? Through inner alchemy, which is transformation via proper postures, breathing techniques, and mind focus. There is nothing we are trying to attain through Taoist practices. Instead, we rid ourselves of accumulated distraction so that we can see what has always been there. We lose our desire for more and begin to yearn for less. And what I just shared with you is part of the philosophy or theory that I'll be talking about in the Medicinal Taoism workshop, as well as in an eventual online Intro to Taoism course that we're developing as we speak. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast.
As usual, it's always a pleasure being with y'all. Have a great night.
Take care, and come back and see us sometime.